Mm-hmm. One now.
On page 23, you see a song that says, at the top. Hello, everyone. Will you join me in the little blue paper song books on page 23? We're going to sing through Du är helig. That's Swedish for you are holy. But we're going to sing it in English. Some of us sang this last night at the concert. And the rest of you, you can learn it as you go. It's nice and easy. Well, let's sing it through it once in English. And that's all we'll do for now. You are holy.
You are holy, you are whole. You are always ever more than we ever understand. You are always at hand. Blessed are you coming here. Blessed are you coming here to your church in wine and bread. Raised from soil, raised from dead. You are holy. You are wholeness. You are present. Let the cosmos praise you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, our God.
Beautiful. When we come to singing this as our hymn of praise this evening, we'll sing through it just like that, and then we'll start over with just the women. Men, you wait till it gets down to that part two, and when women get there, then the men start at the beginning. Beautiful singing. Thank you.
Do you want to do the other one? Go ahead. Now that you have your attention.
Also, for our prayers this evening, sometimes we'll be using music and sometimes we won't. And we hope that the way you'll know that is that when you need to use music, we'll tell you where to turn. If we don't say anything, just listen and then sing back what you hear. When we sing our prayer response tonight, we're going to sing, Oh Lord, hear our prayer. Everyone. Good. And this side of the room, on the light side by the door, we'll sing just that. Over here by me, can we just sing a harmony that sounds like this? Oh, Lord, hear our prayer. Let's try that this side. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer. The two together. Beautiful. So you'll hear one of us sing, Let us pray to the Lord. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Looks like we have a great Eucharist tonight. Before we begin, we need to welcome some new people that came to the village today and welcome them to this table. When I call your name, those that came in, would you please stand and stay standing, and we won't clap until we've named everybody's name because it was a good-sized group again today. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Diane Shiner, and I serve the village as co-director. Well, hi there. I'm going to first call some new people that have been added to the Way to Live group that have come for this week. First of all, from Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, Joyce Holliday. From Chicago, Illinois, Julie and Peter Sevig and Michelle Miller. From Chelan, Washington, Virginia and Rosa Palumbo. And from Davidson, North Carolina, Caitlin Filar. And then other guests who came in today from West Union, Iowa, Douglas, Leslie, Sam, and Lily Poppin. From Wilmer, Minnesota, Ione Erickson. From Spicer, Minnesota, Sandra and Janelle East. From Portland, Oregon, John Guggins and Sue Guggins. And from Oakland, California, David Clement and Jin Yu. And also Allison Pugh, Stephen Sellers, and Sophie, Lucy, and Hallie Pugh Sellers. From Gaston, Oregon, John Sellers and Becky Wood. From San Francisco, California, Chris Sellers. And then there is a group that are our guests that are from the Church of Mary Magdalene, a choir from Seattle that serves homeless women. If you would all stand, first Red Rock, Mary Villela, Marianne Masterson, Arnett Adams, LaRue Baltzell, Sherry Clay, Joyce Riggins, Velvet Thomas, Barbara Reinhardt, Rachel Small, and Sari Bresnaw. And then joining us on staff from Salmon Arm, British Columbia, are Dean and Paula Fredland. Have I missed anyone? I hope not. We are so glad to have you with us, especially starting this evening. It seems that I did miss someone, Tracy Myers and Elijah. Sorry, welcome. And then I know that as people come, then other people might be leaving tomorrow. If you happen to be going, would you please stand so we can send you off with good courage and a blessing. I know that some of you know the traditional Holden prayer of farewell. Some of you don't know it, but if you do, please join me in sending you forth. O Lord God, who has called us, your servants, to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown, give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace and come back and see us again. And then we have one more person that we hope is with us who was hiking to Holden but didn't sign back in, and that is Angela Jawanda? Jawandin? Does anyone know her? I might not. Jawandin? Angela? Okay. Thank you.
Friends, welcome to this Dewberry. Tonight is a night that is, we do something that we do every Sunday that has been going on for 40 years in this valley, which is to gather on this day of resurrection around the Eucharist, to gather around a common story and a common meal. Tonight, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity, which is kind of notorious for being hard to understand, and we're going to be invited into that mystery of the Holy Trinity. And as we do that, we're not going to put a printed order of worship in front of your face to make it even more mysterious and complicated. But actually, I think many of us will come to know that what we do, what we gather to do tonight, is a liturgy that is in many of our bones. It is a simple one. It's gathering to sing and to pray, to hear some stories, and to eat a meal. So those of you who don't yet have this in your bones, I think you'll feel carried along by the voices and prayers and songs of those around you. Tonight, there are a number of people helping us move into these mysteries, including a pastor from Gary, Indiana, and my former pastor, Mike Cobbler, who is here among us on teaching staff, Tom Witt and Mary Preuss leading a cast of dozens in music, Diane Shiner, one of our directors, is assisting minister, Soul Purpose and Your Heels are helping us do the readings tonight. But the primary minister, the one with the most responsibility, is really this whole gathered body. We have the most words to do, the most hymns to sing together. So that's the primary minister, is this whole body of Christ. So then, I invite you, body of Christ, to stand. And I invite us all to make our beginning in the name of the God who is our birth mother by water and spirit, and to begin in this name of this God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, as we gather to be reformed this day as the body of Christ, we do well to acknowledge before God and before one another that we have injured God's good creation rather than loving it by what we have done and by what we have left undone. And when we have made that confession, it is good for us to hear God's word of mercy freely given. So let's take a moment to pause and then begin our confession together. Let us silently confess before God the harm that we have inflicted on ourselves and others in thought, word, and deed. Let us silently confess before God the good that we have left undone for ourselves and others. And let us silently confess before God the evil done in our name and with our quiet approval. Sisters and brothers, the God of all mercy and consolation has made peace with this world in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our guilt is departed and our sin is blotted out. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may the image of God be restored in us, the wisdom of God be renewed in us, and the breath of God revived in us. In the name of the Holy Trinity, who is the great source of living water, the rushing stream in the wilderness,
and the sweet renewing rain of mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come praise your maker. Come and praise your maker. Come all you people. Come and praise your maker. Come all you people. Come and praise your maker. Come and worship. Come praise the Savior.
The grace of the living Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Singing the ancient prayer of the Kyrie Eleison, which means Lord have mercy, we pray to God. For peace beyond all understanding, and for wholeness in mind, body, and spirit, let us pray to God.
Kyrie.
The way. comfort and defend us, gracious God. Amen.
Amen.
Our hymn is going to be number 23, Sing a New Song.
You are holy. You are holy. You are whole. You are always ever on. And we ever on the shine. You are always ahead. Blessed are you coming here to the church.
And the men. You are holy, you are whole, you are always evermore than we ever understand. You are always at hand. Blessed are you coming here. Blessed are you coming here to your church in wine and bread. Raised from soil, raised from dead. You are holy.
Spun stars and galaxies into infinite space, and yet you are born among us to walk with us on this earth. Your one spirit is the one breath of life in all your creatures, and also the source of all our differing gifts and vocations. Make us, gathered around your word and your meal, in all our differences, one in the spirit of your love, which holds all things together, and which is the heart of the great oneness that we name and we worship as Trinity. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said,
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole
holy,
earth is
holy. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole
holy,
earth is
holy. Holy,
holy,
holy is the Lord of
holy.
Hosts.
Holy,
the whole
holy
earth
is the Lord
of hosts.
The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke.
Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. Ascribe to God, O heavenly beings, ascribe to God glory and strength. Ascribe to God the glory of God's name. Worship God in holy splendor. The voice of God is over the waters. The God of glory thunders over mighty waters. The voice of God is powerful. The voice of God is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of God breaks the cedars. God breaks the cedars of Lebanon. God makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of God flashes forth in flames of fire. The voice of God shakes the wilderness. God shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of God causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in God's temple, all say glory. God sits enthroned over the flood. God sits enthroned as ruler forever. May God give strength to the people. May God bless the people with peace. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
is the voice of the Lord, is full of power. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord is full of power.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Abba, Father.
We are children of God.
So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Abba, Father.
We are children of God.
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption.
When we cry,
Abba, Father,
it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that
we are children of God.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Beloved, lift your hearts to God. And hear the gospel for this day, which is written in the third chapter of the gospel according to John. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, very truly I tell you, no one can see the dominion of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the dominion of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. And what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born with the Spirit. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of humanity. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of humanity be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way, that God gave the Son, the only begotten one, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of Life. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Sovereign One. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Holden. Holden, built as a village that is bound firmly together. To it, the tribes go up, way up. The tribes of Yahweh, as was decreed for the people of God, to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. Pray for the peace of Holden. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your lodges and chalets. For the sake of my peeps and homies, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Sovereign One, I will seek your good. Return to Yahweh your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and great kindness. I am truly grateful to be back in the hood called Holden. Holden in the house. We're representing Holden, God's side right here. And I'm also honored to have this opportunity to bring a word of hope to this gathered community. Amen. As many of you know, the theme of the village this summer is for the healing of the world, drawn from Revelation 22 and from Jesus' self-declared charge for healing from Luke 4. You know how it goes, the Spirit of the Sovereign One is upon me, and so forth. As we get to know the Holy Blessed Trinity just a little bit more through this message over the next 5 hours, 15 minutes and 15 seconds, sorry. Well, we in church. Church ends when church ends, amen, right? So what if the moon is out? So what if the bears are wondering what's going on? So what if the does are even getting tired? Church is church, amen? Well, I would like to borrow from the summer theme to fashion the title of this sermon, which is The Holy Trinity for the Hugging of the World. Now, church, let me run that by you again. So you know, I did say what I said, I'll say it again. The Holy Trinity for the hugging. You heard me the first time. Oh, mercy. God bless you. For the hugging of the world. To this end, let us prepare ourselves to receive the word. Let us pray. blessed giver of love and life, you speak to us through the Holy Scriptures and the preached word. Grant that we may hear them and make them our own in such a way that the enduring benefit and comfort of the word will help us grasp and hold the blessed hope of everlasting life given through Jesus Christ, our light and our life. Let the people say. Amen. Now, beloved, the Holy Blessed Trinity is, in short, the clues that we get from the Godhead, scripture, tradition, and experience on how God interacts or plays with God. Now, I think I need to say that again. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, man, he's going to start with some story to warm us up. We didn't know we were going to start right in with the Holy Blessed Trinity. So, okay. Goodness gracious alive. Oh, man. I got to stay awake for this one. Oh, man. The Holy Blessed Trinity is, in short, the clues that we get from the Godhead, scripture, tradition, and experience on how God interacts or plays with God. God knows how the Godhead acts. Mm-hmm. God knows what God is doing, amen? But it is God's desire to give us glimpses of God's interaction with God through these means so that we may have some sense of how to interact with one another. See, mm-hmm. Kind of like monkey see, monkey do, you know? God do, we do. Mm-hmm. The Trinity is, by far, far more than a day in the church year or a theological framework in which to understand God as if we could understand God. Hmm? Or far, far more than three in one oil, though oil plays an important role in our appreciation of the Trinity. Amen. Or more than water, ice, and steam, though water plays an important role in our appreciation of it also. Or the Trinity is certainly more than a character in the Matrix trilogy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I am preaching where you live, not where you testify. You're not going to get away with that today. Hmm? All right, beloved, now being that I know the context in which we gather, but we're going to take it home a little bit. I want you to say to your neighbor, all right? I want you to say this to your neighbor. Neighbor, I'm so glad the Holy Blessed Trinity is not just a day in the church year. That's all right. The Trinity is a relational reality, amen? More so than any of the other realities it may manifest. As it says in Way to Live, Christian Practices for Teens, some of you familiar with that book? And I quote, "The image of God as Father, quote, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, shows us that God's own life is a life of relationship." Huh? I heard that. That relationship, beloved, is rooted in love, as evidenced by the last two verses of the gospel text, John 3:16 and 17. Let me run them down for you again. You know it as the little gospel, but we can't leave out 17, amen? Because that speaks to God's intention. "For God loved the world in this way, that God gave the Son, the only begotten one, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Amen. The most prominent sign of God's self-disclosure is God's love. And the Trinity, the Holy Blessed Trinity, is love coming at you again and again. Amen? If you, beloved, if you don't get it in creation or birth, and most of us don't, maybe you'll get it at baptism or new birth or salvation, amen? But if for some strange reason you don't accept and live through God's love then, like a whole lot of Lutherans, did I say something wrong? You may get it in your struggles to live a life set apart by God and for God. That is a holy life, amen? Finally, if you don't get it by then, or if you forget it from time to time, salvation and the crucible of life of the love that seeks your whole being is available for you each and every. Let's be in conversation with our neighbors once again. Neighbor, I'm so glad the Holy Blessed Trinity is love coming at you. Again and again.
Amen.
Amen, church. We are called as God's beloved to mirror God's love in the world and in our lives. While this is not a simple task, God gives us the capacity to show that love even in the face of nonsense and non-love. Eldridge Cleaver once said, everybody got quiet. Y'all gonna pay attention to this. Eldridge Cleaver once said, and why does it make you sad to see how everything hangs in such thin and whimsical threads? Because you're a dreamer, an incredible dreamer, with a tiny spark hidden somewhere inside you which cannot die, which even you cannot kill or quench, and which tortures you horribly because all the odds are against its continual burning. In the midst of foulest decay and putrid savagery, this spark speaks to you of beauty, of human warmth and kindness, of goodness, of greatness, of heroism, of martyrdom, and it speaks to you of love. End of quote. Behold, I would propose that the spark of which Eldridge Cleaver speaks of is the God within us and beyond us, who is creator, redeemer, and sanctifier, who yearns to fill us with love. I am a witness to that love in the midst of trouble. My older brother, Bobby, had an evanescent quality in his relationships with us. Just so you know what that means, he would suddenly appear out of nowhere in our lives, and after he got what he wanted, he would vanish. That evanescent quality. During one of his sudden epiphanies many years ago, he, in a very agitated tone, asked me for his birth certificate. What you want that for? I asked. Mama won't help me. Mama won't help you with what? She won't co-sign. Maybe she got good sense not to co-sign for you. Now, why'd you want that birth certificate? Just shut up, knucklehead, and get it for me. Well, I got Bobby's birth certificate for him, not knowing what he had in mind to do with it. Maybe he could get more credit with it. I don't know. But Bobby had a plan. He was so furious at Mama. Mama wasn't feeling good on this day, so Bobby saw her the morning after she got back from her night job. He stormed into her room, birth certificate in hand, and said, "You never do nothing for me. You never give me a break. You never treat me right. I hate you. I'm sorry that I'm your son, and I hope I never see you again. And this is what I think of you." Then he tore up his birth certificate 5 inches from her face and waited for her reaction. One might expect a family debacle at this point. With my sister and older brother in the kitchen, doubtless hearing all this, and I but 3 minutes away and from entering the apartment. But Mama had a way of dealing with stuff like this, which she learned from the triune God. and my siblings were wise enough to stay right where they were. Mama said to Bobby, "Are you done?" Bobby did not answer. She then said, "I'm still here, and so are you. You can be as mad as you want to be, church, but God is still here, and God is still love. You can run to the hills or the mountains or even Holden Village, but God is still here, and God is still love. If you ascend to heaven, God. If you go to the pit, God. If you run, God. If you hide, God. If you sleep, God. If you sleep during the sermon, God. If you lie, God. If you lie awake, God. If you deny, God. If you affirm, God. If you shout, God. If you stand, God. If you fall, God. If you leave, God. If you believe, God. If you care, God. If you don't care, God. If you live, God. If you die, God. If you hate, God. If you love, God. Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in these ocean depths to this flow may richer, fuller be. There is no way to escape the ever-encompassing love of the triune God. Love coming at ya. God is here, still here, in three manifestations, showering you with love. God is here, still here, giving us Jesus and the Spirit so that we can live and not perish. God is here, still here, so that we may live in spite of condemnation into salvation. God is here, and God would like a hug from you. After all, who are going to be the instruments for the healing of the world? Therefore, thanks to the mercies of God, you have a few hug assignments. Do them at your own speed, but do them as a sign of your desire to live a life led and fed by God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Assignment number one, hug your daddy wherever he may be or whoever he may be, so you may show appreciation for one of the ones who gave you life, no matter what that relationship might have been like or is like now. Hug someone here as a sign of your connectedness to the God who creates, saves, and sustains. Hug a tree. We're not going to leave that just to the Buddhists. Hey, we can do this. So you may appreciate how it carries forth its purpose and destiny, so you may receive encouragement in living your life in a purposeful way. Lastly, while you are here and afterwards, accept the irresistible and inescapable hug of the triune God, the God who will not let you go, the God who will continue to seek ways and means to love you over and over and again, who will tell you that you will be told what you need to be told, who will then tell you, and who will then tell you what you were just told, all while you are in God's gentle, loving grip. The triune God, beloved, is still here. Do I hear amen, church? The triune God is still here, and so are you. Thanks be to the blessed Holy Trinity.
Gather 333. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all who seek the richness of life in God.
Oh, Lord, hear our prayer.
Triune God, the fullness of your presence calls us into relationship with you, one another, and all creation. When we tremble, when we are shaken with this knowledge, whisper courage, whisper love into our hearts, that we might each be bold enough to say, "Here am I, send me." Gracious God,
let us pray to the Lord. Oh, Lord, hear our
God of power and beauty, be with all who care for the environment and make us sensitive to the ways in which we can preserve our natural resources and cherish this beautiful world for the good of all. Gracious God,
Let us pray to the Lord.
Holy God, we are so grateful for the exuberance and the sincerity and the creativity of our youth. Thank you for Soul Purpose from Valparaiso, for Way to Live participants, our young volunteers and all our children, both here and afar. Guide them and bless them with joy and meaning, and extend your compassion to all the young who grow without the love of a community. Gracious God,
let us pray to the Lord.
Hugging God, help fathers to love and provide for the families in their care, that their service might be a sign of your love for us all. Gracious God,
let us pray to the Lord.
Healing One, draw close to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We ask you to cure the sick, feed the hungry, bring peace to this troubled world, and make shelter for the homeless, especially through the Seattle Ministry of the Church of Mary Magdalene. And we ask you to let us help to be your instruments. Gracious God,
let us pray to the Lord.
For what else do we, God's people, pray?
For peace in Liberia, the Ivory Coast, Palestine and Israel, Sudan and all other places on the earth, where your embrace is needed to be felt and love shown amongst people, all people. For those who want to heal the earth and the world, at Augusta Victoria Hospital and to Earth Ministry, be present to them, guide them.
For our brother and your child, Adam, as he leaves Holden Village, hear our prayer.
For all of us, dear Lord, who are dealing with recovery issues, strengthen us, dear Lord. Lead us and guide us to follow thy way.
Thank you, God, for the recovery that I've been with for years. Thank you, God, for trying to invite us to do all things for help. Just you got to remember the homeless people for ever in every town, Lord. And we just thank you, God, that all things work together for good. We just pray for this. We thank you, God, that you're going to help people get home safely to live and to live again. Thank you, God. Please help all those things.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Holy God, you know the prayers in our hearts. You know the prayer even when we do not. Holy are you, O God. You have made us your holy people. Keep us united with all the faithful who have gone before us and who now make their home with you. Gracious God, hear our prayer.
I invite you to stand. May the peace of the risen Christ embrace you all.
Let us share a sign of Christ's peace.
shall we?
Page 46 in Singing the Song.
Page 46. 46, sing a new song. Everything that we have. Here we go.
Everything.